USA!
Jubilation in the streets of Watertown, Massachusetts. Fear turned into cheer. For every police vehicle, a drive-by congratulations. After nearly 24 hours of gunshots, explosions, and lockdowns. Suspect number 2 in the marathon bombings rode inside this ambulance, injured, on the way to the hospital and jail.
When I saw the guy's face in the ambulance, I'm like, they got him alive. That's good. That's really important.
Police found 19-year-old Jokhar Tsarnaev inside a boat in the backyard of a house not too far from where he lived.
It's probably got a cuddy cabin underneath his razor.
Brian Kennedy heard the final gunshots when he was walking nearby.
It rattles you. You know, it definitely makes you put your head on a swivel and look around and see everything around you.
Suspect number 1, Tamerlan Tsarnaev, was killed during a gun battle with police Thursday night in the same town. But the younger Tsarnaev escaped. Thousands of police began a massive manhunt, blocking streets in the neighborhood and ordering residents to stay in their homes.
We have to go back there. We have to go back there now. Thank you.
The two brothers are ethnic Chechens who have lived legally in the United States for about 10 years. According to the FBI, 2 years ago, a foreign government requested information on Tamerlan Tsarnaev based on information he was a follower of radical Islam. The FBI found no evidence of terrorist activity at that time.
Whatever they thought they could ultimately achieve, they've already failed.
The capture brings to an end 5 unsettling days since the double bombing at the finish line of the Boston Marathon. 3 people were killed and more than 170 injured.
It's been a rough week. Yeah, I mean, just what happened on Monday is going to change that day forever for all of us.
Police say Jokhar Tsarnaev was on a cell phone during the first bombing. Then he left a backpack at the site of the second bombing, which occurred just seconds later. He is seen on this surveillance video walking through the crowds behind his brother. The massive manhunt brought Boston and surrounding areas to a standstill Thursday and Friday. The Leal family huddled inside their Watertown home.
We knew that he was on the loose and it was not as much as safe because he had bombs.
Bedtime was interrupted when they heard the news and ran outside.
I just feel like I could explode right now.
Why?
Because I'm so happy.
It's very important for them to know bad guys are going to be in jail when they do something bad.
Boston's 5-day nightmare is finally over. As one resident told me, we can finally leave our homes and feel safe. In Watertown, Massachusetts, Carolyn Presutti, VOA News.